As I was pondering these two readings, it occurred to me there is, I think, maybe more than one, but at least one common theme between this passage in Hebrews, which is really a description of Jesus, what he has done and what he will do, and these two little vignettes from the ministry of Jesus. And that is the theme of giving and what God expects when it comes to giving. In Hebrews, we get a lot of attention paid to Jesus, who he was, what he did. And particularly in this passage and some others, we get this comparison between Jesus as the great high priest and earthly priests. And just a reminder, at this time in the Jewish faith, with the temple, they would have priests who would do, primarily their job was the sacrifice. People would buy, animals, doves and other things, and they would sacrifice, and that was part of worship. And then once a year, the high priest was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies and offer the great sacrifice of atonement. So what the writer of Hebrews is saying is Jesus, unlike earthly priests who do their sacrifice and their offering more than once, either annually or often daily, Jesus is the high priest, the great high priest who sacrifices himself, offers himself once for all. This is why, for example, our forefathers and mothers in the Presbyterian faith decided in our church buildings we would not have altars, we have a table. An altar is a place where you make a sacrifice. And our ancestors in the faith said Jesus has already made the sacrifice. So we don't need an altar in our our sanctuaries, but we need a table around which we remember Jesus' sacrifice. Jesus gave himself once for all and gave his all as well. That's also part of the message of Hebrews, that Jesus gave everything. He gave himself fully, entirely for us, even to death on a cross. And maybe because Jesus was knowing that he was giving his all to God and to us, maybe that's why he's the one who noticed that widow outside the temple. After all these others had come through and given a pittance based on what they actually owned, here was this widow who drops in a few coins. In terms of their earthly value, were almost meaningless, but she gave all. All that she had, all that she was, in essence. And I do think it's worth looking beyond the economics of this, because this is a story that can often raise a little controversy. What, God expects the poor to give everything? That doesn't seem fair. Well, until you realize that God expects everyone to give everything. Is that fair? Well, probably not. But who said God was fair? God is fair, I think. But this is our own earthly thinking. The point here is not about the money. The point is this widow is giving everything to God. And Jesus is lifting her up for that. It doesn't have to do with the money. It has to do with she is willing to give her all. In the same way that Jesus willingly gave himself to us. That's sort of the standard, the expectation in God's kingdom, that we will give all. That's why I think Jesus also contrasts the widow with the legal experts. Or we might say, anyone who thinks they're pretty important. Celebrities, politicians, insert your favorite people who think they are really important people. And how does Jesus describe them? Well, they put on a good show. They like to have places of honor. They like to put on their fancy clothes. They like to everyone to pay attention to them. It's all about them and the appearance. And yet they give nothing. There's no sacrifice. They are cheating people instead. They want everyone to think they're giving. And instead, they give nothing. They make no sacrifice. I have to admit, after yesterday, I was thinking about Charlie Weir's as the opposite of this. At Charlie's service yesterday, a number of people spoke. Some family. I'd invited Maggie Lauder to come back and share thoughts. Duke was willing to stand up and offer some thoughts about Charlie. And what was amazing to me afterwards, I was thinking we all were saying basically the same thing about Charlie. The same qualities, faithful stable and strong in his faith and a sense of humor and good and loving and helping people, and much of this done under the radar. And Charlie, unlike so many in our modern world, didn't have a different face that he showed at work and then at church and then out on the golf course. He was Charlie. There was no show going on. It wasn't about appearances with Charlie. He was who he was. That's pretty amazing in a world in which we are so much about appearances and putting on a good show. I mean, that's what social media is all about. You don't put the ugly pictures of yourself on social media, you put the good ones. And that's sort of what Jesus is saying here. What does it mean to give all, to give everything? It's not just about money or possessions. It's about our time, our attention. I was thinking about even just listening to people. How often when we're in a conversation are we thinking other things? You're talking to someone and you're not paying a bit of attention to what they're really saying. You're thinking maybe about what you're going to respond, or you're thinking about the 20 other things you have going on in your life, or maybe checking your phone. Maybe the first way we can begin to give everything is make sure we're giving ourselves fully every time we are with someone else in conversation. Be fully attentive to each other. Give. It's not about money and possessions. It's about ourselves, giving ourselves to others and to God. I mean, this widow gave everything. And I'm also reminded of the story of the rich young man. Remember that story? Comes to Jesus, says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And this man says, I already do that. And he does. And Jesus says, well, there's just one other thing you have to do. Give everything you own to the poor and follow me. And I remember being in a Bible study years ago, not here, in a previous church, we read this, and someone said, Jesus can't be serious, can he? Give everything? Who would take care of us? Ah. Imagine if we did give all. We'd suddenly have to rely on God and each other. That's a radical idea. we are encouraged in both these readings, I think, to think about what God wants from us as followers of Christ, attempting to follow Christ, to give all, to give everything, time, attention, yes, perhaps possessions and money. But above all, to do that knowing that God will provide and take care of us, and we also have each other. To take care of each other. It's an interesting idea, isn't it? What might it mean for us today, here and now, to give everything? I don't know exactly. I'm still pondering it. But I would sure love your company in pondering this and what it might mean for us as a community of faith. Amen.